Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, your girl Miss Dramaganza, check. Lip gloss, check. Mascara, check. I am Indy with the homie K Biddy, check, check. You listening to Blog Talk Radio, baby, and I love you for it. Mwah.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Fine. Yo, I'm already grown, but it's hard to be like a man that I've never known. It's hard to change a picture of this man that I've grown, but I open up my arms like, welcome to my home. Well, at least that's what I tell them, but before I say bye, the niggas already gone. So I take them on my heart, but I store them in my phone. I don't really need them, but my sister's feeling all alone. Yeah, and it's the same old song. The only time he calls is when he asking for a loan. I always say yeah, cause I love him and I'm strong. But I hate the fact he only say he love me on the phone. And I've done this on my own. I've become my own man and you can write that on my stone. I put that on my sons, well, should I say my clones. And my daughters need their fathers so they'll never be alone. I did this shit right cause he only showed me wrong. And I just snatched it off my chest and then I placed it on the phone. Before I noticed the pain, the memory is gone. My kids took away my kids, but placed me on the throne. Now I'm in my zone, her old school feel like the 64 Apollo or the 83 Bone. A nigga still smile when the memory is gone, but a nigga still cry if I think about my mom. And that's a whole nother story. Try to visualize the past, but this shit is kinda blurry. The brown paper bags and you clutching on the 40. I'm clutching on the promise, gotta lie to my sister. My brother need his father, but he turned to his brother. So I turned to the street to take the pressure off my mother. I did this for my kids, nieces, nephews, and my cousins. But before they feel my pain, man, fuck it, I will suffer. Cause I'm a little tougher, raised by the cutter, Louisville slugger. Thanks to my moms, and I swear I really love her. And I love my pops the same, and I say that no stutter. But now I'm getting older, my pops is getting older, but he think he's getting younger. I put the bullshit aside and place it in my folder. Well, leave it where it's at and take the pressure off my shoulders and them demons off my back. My head's all clear, my kids getting bigger. My pops starting to feel like he's more like my nigga. My sister's starting to feel like I'm more like a father. My brother had a daughter, and I'm just being me for my grown man issue. Your life is moving fast, a lot of tears and no tissue. Nobody on your side when your cash is an issue. Or when you crash and the pressure of the smash don't kill you. But they say, but don't kill you, make you stronger. A marriage gone bad, it's like living in a coma. No signs are getting better, but we scared to pull the plug. We just living in the moment, or maybe it's the love. Well, the love is our kids and my eyes won't lie, so I hide them with my lid. I deal with the drama, I can walk away from them. Cause if I walk away from them, then I'm walking out their life. And if I'm walking out their life, and then I'm making room for him. And it's no working out, it's all weight with no gym. Yeah, and maybe that's my best move. Sketch out the rest of my life like a cartoon. My new chick must have knocked her off a pedestal. Cause child support, sell a checkmate like a chess move. But here I stand, my reflection show a hell of a man. And let's pretend that
airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, K. Diddy. If you listen to I Am Indy, calling number 347-308-8747. You know who it be. Every week, same time, we right here representing the indie artist. Today, we got a dynamic singer, vocalist, Mr. Stuart Atlanta, going to be joining us shortly. He's going to be in the building, and y'all know who Blue Magic is. You know what I'm saying? So, before we go any further, I want to give definitely a shout-out to the World Movement team and all of the good people over there. I am Indy, just making it possible for to come on here and do what we do. So we're going to keep on doing what we do, blessing your eardrums and keep the show rolling. But Mr. Orlando will be joining us shortly. And we're going to top up the music business and chop up the music business. You know, it's hump day for me, too. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to chop up the music business and see what's good out there with his career. But we're going to bless y'all eardrums with some of this old school stuff till we get here. And Mr. Lando will be joining us shortly. But put your ears on this one. See if y'all remember this joint right here. And we'll be right back with Mr. Stuart Orlando. Yeah, baby, who has the last laugh now? I just want to send that one out there to all our fans. You're listening to K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love, right here on I Am Indie. Call in number 347-308-8747. Push the button, hit the bomb whenever you want to, and let us know you're in the building, and we will gladly let you join in. Let me see, is our guest, Mr. Orlando, in the building yet?
Yes, I'm here, brother. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brother. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm stuck in this airport, man. I'm sorry I couldn't get back to where I was supposed to take care of business with you, you know. You know how things happen, man.
I definitely understand how it is, man, out there, man. I wish I had $5 or some food stamps so I could fly somewhere. They see me coming toward the airport, boy. They start putting up blocks and stuff, man. They think I'm trying to, like, get in somebody's cargo hold or something, trying to go somewhere.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's crazy.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, man, taking time out, man, to call in and chat with us, man. And, you know, let us know what's going on good with you, man. I know you're out there moving around the world. What's going on in the music biz? Give us a little
fun. Well, you know, I'm doing my solo thing, man. You know, sometimes you have your mind is clear, you're focused, and, you know, a lot of times it's just best for you to have you know, a few things happening on your own.
Let me stop you right there. When you say solo thing, I mean, can we say as from? I mean, for those people that may not know, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna let you say.
Yeah, you know, I'm from Blue Magic. Worked with them quite a while, and now I'm doing my thing, you know, and I love it.
Okay. Well, do you feel like that gives you more freedom, creatively, or handling the business? Is it just freedom all around? How would you?
It's freedom all around, brother. You know, it's freedom all around. And I'm looking forward to letting you hear some of the stuff I'm working on. I'm sorry I couldn't get, you know, stationary to do it with you today, but we, you know, as long as there's life, there's hope.
Absolutely, and definitely we'll definitely have you back, definitely, so we can just play some of that music. But,
yeah.
But while we got you here, man, can you give our listeners, man, some of, I guess, you know, the show, we always try to reach out for the younger artists, man, some of the artists that look up to, you know, you, you know, for your journey, your contributions to the music industry. So I always like to, you know, ask artists such as yourself, you know, stuff like, how did you get started in the music, and what could you tell another young guy that's trying to sing and do what you're doing?
Well, I was about 9, because my father, he used to sing with a group called the Limelight, so they're Daddy's Home.
Mm-hmm.
And I started about 9. I did my first professional show at 9. I also wrote that jingle for that toy called Slinky.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slinky.
Yeah, I wrote that thing, man. And it actually was a jingle contest back in the days, and I won it, and they put it on there. You know, of course, they sold millions and millions, and I think they gave me maybe about $1,200 for it. You know,
I had a Slinky.
Yeah, how about me too?
I
cut
had
my
one.
Hand, the first one. The first one I had cut my hand. It was made out of, it looked like it was razor blades to me.
Yeah, like a little aluminum looking little thing.
Yeah, man, they cut my hand, cut a kid's hand up, man. And for the young ones out there, the best thing to do is to educate yourself on a business, because show business is 99% business and 1% show. That business part is the tricky thing, that where people get ripped off. You know, people say, oh, I want to make a record. You know, you got to have more of a sense of duty than to say you just want to have a record. You know, you want to be able to become an old timer and be able to say, well, 30, 40 years from now, you still can get paid off a record, mm-hmm. which, you know, like almost 80% of people are not. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know how it is, man. They got their record selling on Time, Life, Warner, and all this stuff, and they're not getting a dime off it, you know, because they don't own the rights to it. Never give up your rights to your own product. Never.
What do you think about the singers? I know we don't have a lot of male vocalists coming up. I know, you know, there's, you know, Usher and a couple guys out there, Tank, but not many like it was from the group of the Blue Magic, you know, Shy Lights, Temptations, Four Tops. We're not seeing a lot of those type groups anymore, or artists that come from those groups. I mean, do you think that's
sad,
thing due to economy or a lack of music programs? Or, I mean, we see in rappers that they say you can throw a rock at a tree and a rapper fall out, but you can't say
yeah.
the same
years. Yeah. Well, see, the thing is that, you know, the art of love and romance is not with the younger generation. They're just about, you know, screwing right away, you know. And, you know, they don't have that in them, and it's not their fault. It's what's going on in society. Because I was looking forward to it. I said, I would love to have some young brothers that I can train, boy, to go on out there and keep the music alive. Because when we all passed on, it seemed like that's going to be it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's going to be it, man.
And, you know, another thing,
it's sad to say it that way.
Yeah, but how do you feel about this, too? Even in, you know, you look at the Billboard Awards and, you know, the Grammys, you know, Soul Train, Essence, you name it. Seem like a lot of entertainers are devaluing themselves. And what I mean by that, I mean, think back yourself, for instance. I mean, when entertainers entertain, you knew they were entertainers on and off the stage. They looked like entertainers when they were on
yeah.
stage. They had a certain demeanor off the stage or aura about themselves. They didn't make themselves common. And I noticed that with a lot of artists nowadays, you know, they'll be sitting out in the audience and walk right up on stage with a wife beater on and a T-shirt, look like they just
yeah.
got out of bed or some shit.
I don't get it, man. I can't understand it. It's like, you know, why do you do that to yourself? You know, and the pants hanging off their behinds, man. That's really got it to another level, man. I can't understand it. You know, I saw a kid the other day. He was out. He was, you know, bumping and rapping, and yo, man, his pants are down to his knees. You know, he saw his drawers. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with this brother here, man? You know,
I think you know how stupid
you look.
You know, I think that kind of permeates through the whole industry, though, because if you think about it, if you know, the record industry at whole, you know, the largest functions that they have to honor all the contributions of their artists, if they've been, you know, taken down, all the luster has been taken off of them, and you can just walk up there in some old rundown tennis shoes and it don't even matter. I understand
yeah, yeah.
this whole... I understand this thing about keeping it real and all of that, but what is real? I mean, this is supposed to be our industry. Can we at least look like performers or artists when we're doing that?
Well, I would think so. I don't understand what's going on. I simply can't understand what's going on. I can't explain it because I look at it and I'm like, wow, man, you know, you guys. You look like you just like you say. You look like you just got out of bed, man. It's like, what happened? What happened to the classy looks, man? Of and the appealing looks? It's like it's gone, man. I don't know what's going on. So therefore, how can you sing about a romance and everything else, and you look like a bum? I mean, it just don't work.
No, it don't work. That's what I'm saying. The whole mindset. It is different because if it wasn't, like you said, you could sing those love songs and you wouldn't be getting off stage and beating people upside the head.
Oh man,
you
it's
know,
like, you know.
Know or have some way out substance abuse, something going on, you know, because a lot of our artists are leaving too soon. For various reasons, but they just checking out all too soon, and I don't care how you say it, most of them is self-inflicted.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like, you know, I don't understand what's going on, and the drug scene now. you know, the chemicals that they're ingesting and everything else. It's just taking them out. They're looking old before their time, you know, which I can't understand. I mean, you know, I seen a young brother walking down the street. Oh, man, this brother looked like, man, he was about 100 years old, man. I was like, wow, man. You know, it's like something is wrong here. You know, something is definitely wrong. And
how important do you think it is for an artist to stay current? Not necessarily, you know, change from their core, I guess, sound or style, but to stay current with today's music. Do you feel like that's important as an artist?
Well, certain songs are pretty good. You know, there are a few out here that's pretty good. But, you know, when you start calling women the B word and saying you want to, you know, smoke a spliff and all, I'm not singing that stuff, man. I can't do it. You know, I can't. To me, that's not current. That's just ghetto.
Right.
You know, some of the stuff that's coming out of these kids' faces today, and the older people. I mean, you know, the worst thing in the world is to see a 45-year-old, 50-year-old man trying to be like he's 19. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the worst. And, you know, you can be current and create music that still has that flavor of back in the day. You can do it because people are doing it all the time. You know, now they're calling it smooth jazz. It ain't nothing but R&B.
Well, in terms of production, I mean, do you like any of the younger producers, or do you tend to deal more so with, classic R&B producers, or do you know of any young producers that you actually like their sound?
I like a few of them out there. A few of them are doing pretty good, and you know, I wouldn't mind working with them because you could still. Well, actually, they're sampling so much from back in the day, so. That's why it sounds the way it is, because
right.
90% of the music is from back in the day.
Well, that's who they were, grew up listening to, too.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of them say, you know, it's theirs, but we all are a product of our environment. I don't care what you say.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely, man. You know, and it's like, man, I just love romance, man. And what bugs me sometimes is, you know, a lot of the young ladies, they're saying that they want to have respect. They want to be treated like queens, but then they buy records that call them B's, you know?
And be bobbing their heads, too.
Yeah, and bob their heads to it. Yeah, I don't understand the mindset there, you know? Then on the other page, you got a lot of them. I've done a lot of shows and seen young sisters there. I'm like, yo, 18, 19, 21. I'm like, yo, what? Because they feeling what's going on. Because that love music, man, is what's happening. Because they're emotional, man.
Right.
You know, they're emotional, and a woman has an emotional makeup, and that gets to them. I don't care where they come from. After a while, they're going to start relating to it because it's in their nature to be loved. It's in their nature to be caressed and talked about in a positive way.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, I just wish more of them would start remembering that, boy, because a lot of these chicks, boy, they be wanting to go upside the dude's head, too.
I know what you mean, man. I know exactly what you mean.
Hey, look, we gonna save the battered husband for another show, though.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, a lot of guys get their behind whip out there. They just don't talk about it.
Oh, no, they scared too. They scared.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, they scared too.
Cause they look, you can't go tell nobody that your woman beat your butt because your homeboy might decide to just whoop it too.
Exactly, and then ain't nobody gonna believe you neither. You know,
that stuff is funny. So, what you got in the near future? You got any shows lined up? Anything coming up? You want the listeners to tune in to?
Saturday, I got a wedding reception. September 29th, I'll be at Club Eclipse in Washington, D.C. I'll be opening up for Gerald Austin for the Manhattans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Gerald,
in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm trying to get up there to Vegas. Where you at, man?
Well, they ain't got a lot happening going on in Vegas at the moment, man. They need some new blood. They actually need some new talent, and we actually been trying to push from that. You know what I mean? Because you got a lot of.
Also, it's dry.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to be politically correct, but the truth is, they got the old guard, and they don't realize that Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and the Rat Pack is gone. They're not coming back.
Oh my God! They're going
ain't nobody really feeling Celine Dion no more. So they need to start bringing in some new acts. But the people, the talent buyers that are there, are stuck. And I'm saying it on the radio, the talent buyers there are stuck.
Wow, man. So they don't care about the new people that's going out there spending their money.
No. You know, money only means something to the people that don't have it, Stuart. It don't mean nothing to the people that do.
Wow, man. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It only means something to the people that don't have it, because the people that got it, they don't care nothing about no money, man. You know, but that's just the reality of the situation, because I was just up there a couple of days ago on a movie deal, and I was just looking. You know, it's nothing, and most of the acts there, you know, I mean, they've been doing the same 70s and 80s, you know, Motown tribute type stuff. You know, but they need some new talent buyers up in there, and
oh,
Vegas
absolutely,
back
man.
Alive. They can get it going again. They need to let some youngsters get up in there, and then things get popping, because right now there's no draw. There's nothing to even bring the tourists there.
Wow, man. Crazy, crazy, man.
But we gonna keep hope alive. They need to let me up in there, man. I have everybody up in there popping. You know, but it's a good place to live. You know, Smokey's there, Gladys is there. You know, it's a lot of people that live there. Eddie's there. It's a lot of artists that are there. You know, they like living there, but in terms of working there, it's something else.
Nothing happening.
No,
what you gonna do, brother? Nothing.
We're gonna keep it going. We're gonna keep it pushing. We're gonna go to Europe. We're gonna go to Brazil. We're gonna everywhere else where there's audiophiles that really appreciate what we do. We're gonna go to Asia. You know, we're gonna go to any of these places that appreciate and respect good music. That's what we're gonna do.
And I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do right there. Well, man, listen, I know you're in the airport jumping through there, and I don't want to hold you, but definitely want to thank you and appreciate you taking time to call in and holler at us, and we're definitely going to have you back in the very, very, very near future with the music.
Yeah.
So we definitely have our listeners put their ear on what you got going on and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, we'll set this thing up properly, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yep. Set it up the way it's supposed to be. We'd be all right.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Yep. For sure. We're going to be better than good, and everything happens in God's world for a reason. Everything.
Absolutely, man.
Whether we understand it or not, respect it or not, or appreciate it or not, it's planned, it's going to be done regardless.
That's right, brother.
Yeah. So, again,
it was a pleasure, my man.
Oh, man, it's definitely mine, brother, and I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to working with you in the very, very near future, man.
I'm looking forward to the real deal, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, it's on and popping, brother.
That's right.
It's on and popping.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, well, man, again, you be safe out there, man, and don't be trying to drive them airplanes yourself.
Yo, man, please, I wish.
I'm trying to put one in my garage as we speak, so I ain't playing. If John Travolta could have one, I want one too.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, he really didn't have
that. Hi. Yeah. I'm walking around the club and I can't seem to find them gangsters with the big diamonds on my body.
got me looking like Liberace. Cold, like an Eskimo. When I hit the dough, they hit the flow. It's like I'm spellbinding. They twerking, they grinding for these
diamonds. Diamonds,
yeah.
Diamonds.
You know, wrist colder than a Coors Light. So much ice, I got frostbite. Follow me, young and restless. Let me be your guiding light. In a two-seater, wife beater, all black, grim reaper. These divas trying to be a keeper, cause they see so many.
Diamonds, diamonds, diamonds.
I'm looking for the ones rocking rainbow diamonds. Drake rock, neck and wrist, straight, big timing. I'm blinded by his sight when he step on the scene. That boy shining like the sun, wanna get on his team. I can tell his grind hard by the weight of his team. Cause he be stunning like his daddy. He's so crisp and so clean. Rocking
diamonds, diamonds.
With the big
shining in the field, got the waitress wearing blind. One eye closed, one eye open, looking like a pirate. I'm silent, but these rocks on my body causing riots. But these goons playing safety, like they own Reva Silent. But I'm fly, like a pilot, so I hope you got sky mileage. Look, round up your partner, girl, for this crown raw diet. You find me in the penthouse, top floor at the highest. Spend the night with me, wake up in a new Bugatti, you know.
Diamond.
You dance to my song. is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, J.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
This is Sweetie Love from Sweetie Friends.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Indie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Without your kiss.
Yeah, that was that cool ride music, you know what I'm saying? Gotta have that. No touch, baby. Yeah, no touch.
Your touch.
Yeah, that's that smooth ride music for one of these summer cool, breezy days when it's pretty outside. You listen to your boy K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love, and this is I Am ND. We're going to keep it moving with something like that. I think I feel like a little bit of Lenny Williams, and this joint I'm going to send out to y'all is called Still. You feel it, Dilmy? Lenny Williams, y'all. Keep it moving with a little something else like smooth to bless your eardrums. You know, because that's how K. Diddy makes love. That's how I kind of feel today, right here on I Am Indy. You know, so let me see. We're going to put this one out there for you.
Oh,
Yeah, that was Remedy Manhattan's right here on I Am Indie. And it's your boy, K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love. Thanks for joining us today one time again. Come back and join us next week, same time, 2 p.m. You know what I'm saying? And let your friends know. We're going to take y'all home with one of our own. This is called What It Do, Girl. Get it right over there at World Movement Records. WorldMovement.com. Go check us out. I Am Indie. Check out Black tomorrow. Tweed Cadillac, baby. Check us out. I Am Indie. Place to be.
Hot track. Phenomena. I just want to welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies, all the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous ladies. I got one question for y'all. Get attracted.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Must be deceiving me, I ain't believing me. All the girls in the world, and I ain't seen one fine as she or her. Made me stumble on my words, made me praise the Lord, hallelujah, but I'm not in church. It works, lock your eyes, what's the master plan? Exchange of the names, lead to shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instinct, that instinct, the sevens I'ma add, knew she had the qualities I'm looking for, topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. No, she got her own, that's a reflection of her credit score. Material individuals ain't living in this girl's world. So, of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a cupid's got the flu. It's true. I ain't seeing flies, you shouted girl. I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Things for my dream, just throw it in the bag. Cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much Visa swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, go buy the double D's. Jeez, didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do.